Kurtz, usually called Bill, who has lived most of his life here in on Pine Hill Road near his family homestead. This tape is made difficult at times for him because I, Mary Giles, confused him with his brother Jim, whose tape follows this one. Bill, would you mind telling me when you were born here on Pine Hill Road and whether you were delivered by a doctor or by a nurse? After you were born and started growing up on the farm, what did you play and do mostly?
Most of the time we worked.
On
the farm.
But when you were 2 years old, did you have toys or did you just go outdoors and find interesting things like animals and so on to play with?
Well, mostly we had some little wooden toys, you know, but most of the time we was outside and played with,
whatever you could find.
Whatever you could find to play with. And of course, there's a brook that runs through our farm, and we spent a lot of time around that brook, you know, when it was real small.
Yeah. Your wife told me that you liked animals so well that you had a pet pig that you went swimming with.
Well, we had one. This is after you know, I was married.
Oh.
this wasn't when he was a kid. And we had one that we raised, and it was quite tame.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, my boys were small. We used to let the little fella out of there, and it would come. We went down river crabbing or fishing or something other, and the pig would come down and bring him back and put him back and put her in the...
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yeah.
What kinds of pets? Virginia said you had many pets as a child, all kinds of things that grew up here, animals.
Now, Virginia is my brother's wife.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all mixed up. All right.
I think you got me mixed up, my brother.
I see.
I was the former deputy chief.
Yes.
In Westport here.
Yes.
I just retired a few months ago.
Yes. Well, now I'm going to take both of you. Don't you think he'd be interesting to take too?
Yes, he would.
But you didn't especially like animals.
Yes, I did.
And so you had animal pets too.
Oh yes, I had animal pets.
What were some of the animals that were here? Now this is in when you were young and now. Is there any difference between the have times changed since you were a boy so that the plant life, wildlife, and the animal life would be different now than it was then?
Yeah, there's a great decrease in animal life.
What, for instance?
Like almost anything, deer.
There used to be a lot more deer.
Yeah, there was a lot of deer when I was a boy. We used to see them on the farm all the time. A lot of the birds, hawks.
What can you think of any birds? Hawks are less, or fewer?
Hawks is less, a lot less. Used to be a lot of hawks. And of course, like right now, we like hawks. Because on account of the blueberries, they keep the other little birds out from eating the blueberries.
Yes.
And have been very lucky.
You don't have to put any kind of tents or anything over your blueberries.
I haven't. Some years I have a problem. This year I didn't have a problem. I was lucky I had half a dozen hawks that was there most of the time, and they kept the birds out.
Yeah. I have a red, is it a red-tailed hawk?
Red-shinned, yeah.
Yeah. He's in here in the lane, and every at night, especially if I'm going out with lights on the car, he'll fly low right over the radiator in front of me. Well, I won't go into myself. Where'd you go to school?
The first school I went to was the little school on Hossneck Road, South Westport School.
Oh,
it's just one room school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had three grades in it.
Mm-hmm.
First, second, third.
Mm-hmm. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, very much. I like that school.
You like school?
Yes, everybody went to that school.
How many pupils might be in your class?
In that class down there. Maybe 10 or a dozen.
10 or a dozen, and one teacher.
One teacher, and she had three.
Three grades. And how was the attendance? Since most of the community then was a farming community, wasn't it? And it was hard to get to school. That was quite a piece from your house. How'd you get there?
Well, first along we walked,
and
then later on, the bus did come by.
But when you walked, if it was terribly cold weather, did you walk even walk in the ice and snow and so on.
Yeah, sometimes my mother or father take us down.
Mm-hmm.
But usually you walk.
Usually you walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, have you always farmed as being a police chief?
Always done it, always had a guy.
You've always had a guy.
I will say this. Of course I went to high school, and of course then I went out playing professional baseball
mm-hmm.
for the Philadelphia Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And then World War II was starting.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in the service.
Where'd you go?
I was in the infantry. Went to Europe, in the European Theater of Operations.
Uh-huh.
And I was over there a long time.
Were you a private or an officer? Or?
No, I was a first sergeant.
A first sergeant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back a minute to... How old were you when you went into the Army? But you were drafted, were you, or did you volunteer?
I volunteered.
Mm-hmm.
I was just turned 21.
Mm-hmm. And most of your childhood here, you had spent working on the farm.
Yes.
Is that true?
My father was a farmer.
I know.
All his life.
And you worked and helped him.
Right. Worked on the farm with him all the time.
And when you got out, how far along in school did you go?
I graduated from high school.
Was the high school up here at what we call Milton Earl School now?
Yeah, where the Milton Earl School
mm-hmm.
is now, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then at about 18 probably, or 17?
18, yeah.
18.
Right.
And you, then you began to help your father.
No, at that point, then I went out playing baseball.
You went out to play baseball, and where
baseball.
Did you?
In
I knew
in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia first.
Yeah.
How did you happen to do that?
Well, it was through playing sports in high school. My record was good, so forth, and I was a pitcher.
Was there an awful lot of athletics up at Milton Earl School?
That was the high school. Yes, all the boys. Was interested in sports.
Mm-hmm. And you must have been very good for them to somebody to notice you and come around, didn't they? Notice you and come around and ask you.
I guess so. Yeah.
And so you went to Philadelphia.
Mm.
How long did you stay there? Can you go through? Shall we? Let's go through that.
I went there
for 2 years.
Because Connie Mack was the manager of
mm-hmm.
the athletics and owner.
Mm-hmm. What was the team called?
I was farmed Philadelphia Athletics.
Philadelphia.
And then it was farmed out to a team called Newport News
mm-hmm.
in Virginia, which was owned by the Philadelphia Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
I played there two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Then World War II.
Then you were drafted, or then you volunteered and became
a
sergeant.
Then the war was starting,
mm-hmm.
and then I went into service. I got hurt in the service. I broke my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Right on that, being a pitcher, well, that kind of put me out
put
of the
put you out of the running.
But
yes.
I did play after I came home. I did play locally for
mm-hmm.
quite a long time.
By locally, you mean in Westport?
No, New Bedford, Fall River.
Fall River and New Bedford. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were there teams in any league?
Yeah, they had leagues.
Mm-hmm.
In both cities, they had leagues
mm-hmm.
And good leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them ball games would be 8, 10, 9, 10,000 people at a ball game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, today you go to a ball game, there's over the head, there's nobody. But there was great interest in sports,
yes.
local sports, years ago.
Thinking of sports, since you are a sportsman, which sport, for instance, are you most interested still in baseball? Or are you interested in any other sport today?
Well, I played football. I was captain of the football team that won the championship in Westport.
You did?
Won every
game. You were?
won every game. I played on the first basketball team Westport ever had.
You did?
Yeah.
Do you watch football and basketball on television?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always like sports. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in sports.
Well, then here you come back from the war.
Yeah.
Your arm has been broken. You play locally. That is with New Bedford and Fall River.
Mm.
And then what?
Well, then I went to, because I was married.
You were married. Where did you meet Virginia?
No.
Or I don't mean Virginia. What is your wife's name?
Edna.
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 Oh, Edna.
Edna Slocum.
Edna Slocum.
Yeah.
Where did you meet her?
I met her at a Dartmouth Westport dance.
Hmm.
And
how long did you go together before you were married?
About a year.
Uh-huh.
And
Did you weren't married until after the service, though, were you?
No.
The war?
No, I was married before.
You were?
Yeah.
And you left her? Did you have any children?
Had one at the time.
And you went away anyway.
Uh-huh. Well, we had to go anyway, so you didn't have a choice, because everybody had to go at that time.
How did people here in Westport feel about the war?
Well, there was 100% behind it.
They were?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Figured we had a job to do. And,
mm-hmm.
You
better go over there and do it.
Do it. And even the people stayed home. They worked hard. They worked in defense. They went, they'd run the farms and worked in defense plants and so forth and
mm-hmm.
was doing everything possible,
mm-hmm.
you know, to back up the men.
Well, now, when you came home, you farmed, but when did you become a part of the police force?
Well, when I first come home, I got a job at Moss Twist Grill in New Bedford,
mm-hmm.
in the industrial engineering department, and
mm-hmm.
I worked there for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1950, that's when I come on the police department.
That's exactly the year we came here.
Yeah. Then June 23rd, 1950 is when I started on the police department.
And what rank did you have then?
Well, that was the reserve. You all through the years you had to start as a reserve police officer, which
mm-hmm.
would be part-time.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they wanted a full-time, then you'd start as a patrolman.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you'd done good and so forth, and you were lucky, well, you'd be promoted.
Yes.
See, and then, of course, I retired this past July 3rd.
As chief of police.
Deputy chief.
Deputy chief.
Deputy chief of police.
Mm-hmm. July 3rd, my birthday. I don't know why that's important to put in,
yeah,
but you retired then to go into farming all the time.
Well, part time.
Part time. What else are you doing?
That's it.
I see.
No, I wanted some time that I can go, you know, somewhere.
Go hunting and fishing.
Hunting and fishing. And
did you ever fish a great deal?
Yes, I did.
What? How? What kinds of fish did you go for?
Well, mostly it was shellfish and oystering, quahogging,
mm-hmm.
Scalloping.
Did you ever do any lobstering?
No, I didn't.
No.
No, my brother Jim did.
Did you you went fishing in the river or out?
In the river was most of
mm-hmm.
the fishing that I did.
In the skiff?
In the skiff,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Seining.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a big seine. My brother Jim and I had a big
mm-hmm.
seine.
Mm-hmm.
We used to seine for, you know, white perch. Primary heron,
yeah.
And so forth.
You'd go when the heron run
in the spring.
In the spring, you'd be right out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now,
I know what you want.
I want to know now how you happen to get in to having all the fruits and berries and so on that you did, really specializing. You said a minute ago, how many blueberry?
I got 1,012 bushes.
Bushes?
Blueberry. Well, all through the years, I always had, no matter where I worked, I always had a garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we always planted strawberries, raspberries, and like that. And then I thought we'd branch out into blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking with Andy.
How many strawberry plants? Do they keep multiplying and growing out?
No, I plant about an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day I was talking to Andy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Bill, you ought to plant some blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can pick them, you can stand on your 2 feet and you're 90 years old. Mm-hmm. I said, that's a good idea. And that was about About 9 years ago was when I started setting out blueberry bushes, and then each year I'd set out so many.
Until now, this tape is being made in 1976, so that means that you set them out in 1965 or 67 or 8.
In that neighborhood there, somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kept adding and adding each year.
What do you think about them as a crop compared to your others, your strawberries and your raspberries?
Oh, I think they're excellent. Yeah.
The other day you were bringing in a beautiful lot of raspberries in the Perrys.
Yeah. Those raspberries, is they ripen twice. They're ever bearers.
Mm-hmm.
And they ripen in about the middle of July the first time, and then they'll start around the middle of September again, and they'll go until there's a killer frost.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take a little white frost, but if there's a killer frost, that's it.
Right, now what makes you so successful with this, that you can invite people to come to your place and pick? Don't you do that?
You're right.
And because I know a lot of people who said, I went up to Purses and got 10 quarts of strawberries or raspberries or blueberries, and I've canned them and so on.
Well, because I've had strawberries for a long time, but I've only had pick your own for the last several years.
All right. Why do you have pick your own?
Well, there were so many of the women that come, particularly the women, not the men, that wanted to pick their own.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Bill, if you don't let us pick, we're going to hang you right up to that tree. So I decided to set one bed aside for the people that wanted to pick them themselves, to see how it worked out. And it did. It worked out pretty good, and it was very careful.
Because
we don't allow no children.
No.
And they were just adults, because they won't walk on.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you charge less for the berries when they pick their own?
Right.
How much? Well, of course, different years you charge different amounts.
Yeah.
This year, for instance, in 1976, how much would?
60 cents a quart.
If you pick your own, they pay you 60 cents a quart.
Right.
Now, how many people do you need to hire to, I know that Peter Kirkcaldy, for instance, worked with you this summer.
Been there a good many years. One of the finest young boys there is around.
You know, he mowed my lawn one summer, and I don't know why, but everybody else had taken about 6 hours to mow it.
Hmm.
Peter had it done in half an hour.
Yeah. Peter came about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a little over 10 years old. His father wanted him to, you know, Dr. Kikal.
Yes.
He asked me, Bill, could I have the boys, because the other boy came over, Andy came over also. And Pete's been every year since.
Okay.
And Pete knows just as much about bushes and berries and so
does
forth.
Does he still work there now, for instance, even at this, or has he gone back to school?
No, he's gone back to school.
But did he work
Just
did he work all summer until he went back
just
to school?
Just the summer, yeah.
In other words, even after the season was more or less over, what do you have to do? Now, you came in, when you came in this morning, you said, I've plowed and I've done this. What did you do this morning before you came over here at 10 o'clock?
I got up and I plowed.
What time did you get up?
About 5:30.
Uh-huh. You always get up about 5:30?
Yeah, around in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out, I thought, well, I'd finish plowing. I had a strip where I had squashes and corn.
Mm-hmm.
I plowed that. So I plowed that this morning.
Did you fertilize it?
No.
You don't fertilize right away?
No, you don't have to fertilize it. Because I'm going to plant rye.
I see.
Winter rye there. Because it won't fertilize till we plant crops in it next.
And then you'll turn
fall.
The winter rye under
in the spring.
In the spring.
Yeah.
And plant crops.
Yeah. Plant various crops in there.
Which kinds of crops? It's.
Well, where I have this is going to be strawberries.
Again, more strawberries.
In this, because a strawberries is only good for one year.
Really?
Yeah. plow it up.
You plow it up, and
yeah,
then you make
I plow under a new bed every year, and then plant a new bed every year.
Does it take a year for them to develop, and then it's the second year when they're
good?
Year and
a half. It's a year and a half before you
mm-hmm.
get anything.
Mm-hmm.
There's an awful lot of work. It's all hand work. And if you don't keep the strawberries immaculately clean, forget it. You're not going to get nice berries.
No.
Yeah.
Your berries are simply wonderful.
Thank you.
What brand, where do you get the plants? Where do you buy them?
I buy the plants from Rainier's down in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I tried all the varieties from one time or other. Now I've come down to three that I like pretty well. And that's
mm-hmm.
Red Glow, Fletcher's. And Vespas.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the Red Glow is an early one, Fletcher is a mid season,
mm-hmm.
and Vespas is a late one.
All right, let me ask this. When you say early, how early do you mean?
Well, it's the first one to ripen. Now, it goes by the weather and so forth when the first ones will ripen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like 1 year it could be the 7th or 8th of June,
mm-hmm.
the next year it could be the 15th, but it's somewhere between the
it's early 7th, June.
7th and 15th.
And then the next crop is ready probably when this is finished.
A week or two later.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one is a week or two after that
right.
one.
So that by the middle of end of July, the strawberries are pretty well gone.
Pretty well gone,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And
then,
then
the blueberry, then the raspberries is starting,
mm-hmm.
and the blueberries is starting.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberries will run 2 weeks.
Yes.
Blueberries will go till September.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
To September, not through, or through.
No,
to September.
Maybe this year they went a little beyond,
uh-huh.
but as a general rule, by September, they're about.
Gone.
Petered out.
And then, now then comes your second crop of raspberries.
Yeah, then the second crop of raspberries starts
mm-hmm.
in the vicinity of the 15th of
September. And goes until frost.
Until the killer frost.
Mm-hmm.
We have picked even into November
mm-hmm.
some years, but that's very rare.
Yeah. That's unusual. How did this, since we're focusing, this is 1770, 1976, our 200th anniversary, more or less, and it's a year that goes down in history. How do you think, farming-wise, this year varied from the normal year, or was it pretty normal?
This year was about a normal year.
It was?
Yeah.
It seemed to me as if it got hot awfully early, and then cold again, and then...
Yeah.
But
on average, it was about average.
Average.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's sad to say that farms is getting less and less
mm-hmm.
in Westport.
Yes, there's so few farms.
It's getting so few farms and so forth.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it costs so much for farming today, and there's so little money in it.
You have to work so hard.
And the hours is long.
And you can do something else and make more money and have fewer hours to work.
And land is so expensive.
Yes.
And taxes is so much.
Yes.
That
doesn't the farmer get a tax break?
No.
Don't you think they should?
They should, yeah. Yeah, I really think all open land that's left open
mm-hmm.
should have a tax break because it's there, everybody can enjoy
mm-hmm.
it. Whether it's my farm or yours or anybody else's.
Yes.
And if they build it all up, then we got to have more schools, there's more taxes,
yes.
more problems.
That's what's happened to us.
And more
what
problems.
Do you think about this dreadful lagoon problem and our sewage?
That's the worst thing ever could happen to a nice town like this.
Wouldn't it? Isn't it?
That's right.
It would just spoil the river, wouldn't it?
I feel it is that it will go into the river because I know all water courses, well, of course I live on Pine Hill Road,
I know.
Come from the east to the west
mm-hmm.
into the river.
Mm-hmm.
And from over on your side of the river here, comes from the west to
and
the east into the river. All water courses.
Are you going to the town meeting on Wednesday, the special
yes,
town meeting? Are you
going
to speak?
I'm going, if need be.
I hope you will because I don't feel... qualified to speak. I'm going, and I've called 70 different people
good.
To try to encourage
there.
Them to go, and I'm taking several yeah. older people who wouldn't take
good.
Themselves
I'm
to try to
I'll
have
be
them
there.
Be there. But I think it's one of the most important things we have had come up in years.
I think this is a real important decision.
Mm-hmm.
And of course the decision is get rid of that lagoon.
Yes. And then how we solve the problem, I don't know. But
well, we seem to go along since last spring.
Yes. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
Yes. Did you enjoy being deputy police, chief of police?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed police work very much.
What time did you, how long, how much of a part of your day did it take? What part of your day? Did you work an 8-hour day or
well, it was
12
an eight-hour plus.
8-hour plus.
Because you can get called out or you maybe
uh-huh.
you'd go, you wouldn't get home, something would happen. Being a policeman, you never know.
What about crime here in Westport? Has there been very much and has it changed since you first
yeah.
started?
It's increased well, from the day I started, from
mm-hmm.
the time I started.
When you first started, there's a...
To today, there's an awful increase in crime.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started, it wasn't too bad. There was only a few of us in it. You know, it was only
yes.
a few men on the police department. And if a house was broken into, which there wasn't too many, it was always the kid around the corner somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And of course now they come from way off. And,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just an increase. Drugs was never a problem when
no.
I first started.
No.
Never at all. Now it is a great problem.
Yes.
Domestic trouble. On the increase.
What about, you had charge until just this last year of the ambulance for Westport and
right.
the,
and
many so many years. Accidents and speeding. What about, were there as many accidents years ago as there are
no,
now?
No, because there
before?
Wasn't as many cars.
No,
and
so
there wasn't as. And Route 88 wasn't here,
yeah.
and the roads wasn't as good. It was all
mm-hmm.
narrow country roads.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did have accidents,
mm-hmm.
but usually on the intersections, corners, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But they wasn't going at the great speeds that they
and
traveled.
And so there wasn't
on 88
as much
now.
Death and
no.
tragedy.
No, but we still did have some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now. How does your wife feel about how hard you've worked all these years? Does she work along with you?
Yes, she does. She likes it very much. You know, the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And she does.
Does she still can a lot?
We have two big freezers. And she freezes all kind of stuff from the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tans, makes her own pickles and jellies and jams and... Yeah, she does. She loves the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it affords you freedom.
Yes, yes. That's the thing about it. Whether you make very much money,
yeah.
you are your own boss.
You're your own boss, and what you're eating the best.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
No preservatives
no.
or nothing. You're
no.
eating like
probably live, but don't I wonder whether they've made any studies about how long farmers live in relation, in comparison to...
Well, I think as a general rule, the farmers live to be pretty old.
Yes, I think
as
so.
A general rule. And all farm folks is good people.
Mm-hmm.
Very good people. They're sincere.
Yes.
And honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I found this all through the years.
Mm-hmm.
All my association with the farmers. They're the finest people.
You just never found any farmers in the criminal group that you might say.
Well, I'll say it was very rare if you did.
Mm-hmm.
And usually their children was good.
Children.
Good children.
And that is, you think, because they had to work hard and...
Yeah, because the father and mother and the children was together
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, being disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. Brought up to work.
Yes.
And so forth. Yes, I think this made a great difference.
Do you think, I'm going to take your brother, do you think there's any, I'm so embarrassed that I was mistaken, but we won't go into that. Do you think you and he have any differences of opinion about what you should be doing about the farm or anything, or are you pretty much in agreement and it's going all?
Brother Jim and I have always been pretty close. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've always hunted together, fished together, and been together quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'll see his thinking is about the same
as yours.
As mine. I'm sure it will be.
Yes. Well, I thank you very much for coming this morning and helping us. You've done so much, from being a professional baseball player to being a sergeant in the war to being a deputy chief of police to being the man who lets women come and pick their berries or their fruits on your property, and preserving Westport helping to preserve Westport as a beautiful place to live and believing in it, that the town is very grateful to you. Thank you.